Community Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
It's time for the Colonel's Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of the Cedar Rapids Colonel's Leadoff Show, right here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. I'm Thomas Breach. So glad to have you with us here tonight as Cedar Rapids gets ready to go in Game 4 of a six-game series here at ABC Supply Stadium. The Colonels enter play at 52-32. Here entering play tonight against the 39-44 Beloit Skycarp. With their win yesterday, Cedar Rapids moved into third place, standing alone in third place here in the second half of the 2022 Midwest League season. The Colonels already have that postseason spot locked up with the West Division first half championship, looking to continue making noise here in the second half. One noisy area that certainly hasn't been heard from often is the Beloit Bats here in this series. Cedar Rapids has held the Beloit Skycarp to just 3 runs in 27 innings of work here at ABC Supply Stadium. Joining us next on the Colonels Baseball Network is pitching coach Mark Moriarty to talk all about the great effort from the Colonels pitching staff.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Cedar Rapids Colonels Leadoff Show on a rather dreary Friday evening here in Beloit. We're joined by Cedar Rapids pitching coach Mark Moriarty, fresh off of another win, win keyed by a strong pitching staff performance last night. Mark, thanks so much for joining us here today. How are we feeling?
Feeling well. It is a dreary day, but you know, we're at the baseball field, so can't complain.
It's a little bit eerie with the clouds above us, maybe a spooky night, one might say. Mark, when you got weather like this throughout the day, does it just kind of make the baseball at the end of the day mean a little bit more?
Yeah, the thing with weather days like this is, you know, as coaches always say, there's always a window. And there's definitely a window today, so we're, and it happens to be at game time and actually right now, so the day's going to be normal. It always seems to be like rain in the morning, and then here comes your window. So there's always a window.
There's also been a really nice window for Cedar Rapids this week to get some great pitching. We'll start with the starting side of things. One staff day mixed in this three-game winning streak to open the Beloit series, obviously a five-game winning streak now for the Colonels. Cade Povich, six innings on Tuesday. David Festa, six innings last night. Talk to me about what those two have done just in terms of their growth, their preparation each day.
Yeah. Cade has been he's been really good his last few outings. And his focus has been like just dominating his profile, and throwing fastballs up in the strike zone, and landing his curveball and his slider consistently, and then trying to get more depth on his changeup. And like his changeup the other day played probably the best it has all year. And we've also challenged him to just throw his slider a little more consistently to right-handers, because it's such a hard pitch to hit. Like it's got like 20 inches of glove side movement. So like being a hitter, or even a right-hander with a slider like that, it'd be really hard to hit. So just trying to teach him like how to and when to use his pitches and what pitches to what hitters. And, it's at the end of the day, like you're trying to pitch to your strengths, but also like mixing some pitches that, the hitter might struggle with. And, as we've seen with Cade, a lot of things are strengths with him. So, and Festa, the same thing. Like we've been trying to get the fastball to the top of the strike zone more consistently, which yesterday he did an awesome job with. I think he was like 75% in the upper half. And then just trying to be more competitive, with two strikes. He tries to expand the strike zone a little bit too much. So, especially with his stuff with 95 to 98 and, 88 to 90 mile an hour slider and a really good changeup. Like he doesn't need to mess around with hitters and in counts like that. So the last 2 days have been really good for both of them.
Are those two guys who obviously a lot of development left for those two, but down the road, do you maybe see them being big league starting pitchers on perhaps even in the front end of a rotation?
I do. I think, the talent that they have is unbelievable and fun to watch. And like other teams are asking about them before they face him, hey, I heard this guy's starting tomorrow and heard he's really good. So like word's getting around, both of them are lights out, and a lot of guys on the staff, like I know one of the guys on the team that we're playing right now, and he's like, your whole pitching staff is hard to hit, and our hitters don't like facing you guys, which is a huge compliment for our pitcher. So
Mark, obviously the bullpen has been a big part of Cedar Rapids' success all season long. Entering play tonight, just as they have just about every single night this season, they lead all of High A in bullpen ERA with the lowest mark across the league, across the level. And the bullpen this series has been fantastic. 14 scoreless innings against Beloit. That's coming off of a strong week as well last week against Quad Cities. It's been a different cast of characters now with the promotions that Cedar Rapids has had out of that pen. Talk to me about what you've seen from this group in terms of guys accepting roles and continuing to dominate out of the pen.
Yeah, there's always a warm-up period, I guess, of like we've lost, I don't even know how many bullpen arms, maybe four or five now to double A, which is awesome. But then you also have to figure out like who's going to pitch when. And, we lost some left-handed pitching out of the bullpen. So, even though like we're, like you said, we're throwing really well and our ERA is really well, they're really good, but sometimes we're putting these guys in matchups that potentially might not favor them, which I think is a good thing. It's teaching them how to get outs, like a sinker guy trying to get a left-handed hitter out. It's a little bit tougher, but we have to put them in those situations and try to walk them through how to get them out, and they've been doing a really good job. And Demo the other night threw the ball extremely well. Velocity was way up, which was fun to see. Like he was just completely dominant. Hunter's been doing Hunter. He's gonna fill up the strike zone with four pitches, and a lot of those guys have filled roles that we kind of lost going to Double A. And Malachi's throwing the ball really well. After a rough stretch at the beginning when Orlando got here, Orlando Rodriguez, he's been throwing the ball extremely well the last couple of weeks. So it's been a collective effort, and it's kind of like, whoever you call, whoever you point to down there, they're gonna provide quality innings.
Mark, one of those guys who was promoted most recently is Tyler Palm, who got that call last night. He was heading up to Double A Wichita. How cool of a moment was that for a guy like Tyler?
Yeah, that was awesome, because I know like being here last year with Tyler, I know like the work that he's put in over the last 2 years, which is great. Like he's at the beginning of last year, he was a guy that kind of struggled finding the strike zone, and just like working on pitch development with him, and it didn't go smooth, and a lot of guys would have quit at that point or like given up or been a little bit down on themselves, but. Like he kept working and at the end of the year, he was one of our better arms last year. And then it was kind of the same thing this year. Like he just worked himself in really good, to a really good spot. I know his last 8 outings were really good, but he deserves all of it. Like he's the work that he's done and like the consistent work that he's put in the last 2 years is awesome.
What was that call like being able to tell Tyler, hey, guess what? You're going up.
I was actually messing with him because he was our bullpen coach yesterday. And he told the wrong guy to get loose first. So I had to like walkie-talkie down to the bullpen again and tell him wrong guy, get somebody else going. So I first called him and said like, hey, we need to talk about our bullpen communication and just kind of clear things up. And then of course he thought I was serious and then joked around a little bit with him, but it was fun. I was looking forward to that phone call just for all the reasons we just talked about.
Mark, today it's Sean Mooney on the mound, another one of those players with a lot of ceiling for Cedar Rapids and for the Minnesota Twins organization on the whole. He recently was added to the top 30 prospect list per MLB Pipeline. Talk to me about what you've seen from him lately, especially with coming back off that ankle injury he had a couple starts ago.
Yeah, his stuff is electric. Like he's all 4 pitches are good. One thing that he's been working on is just finding the strike zone more consistently. And part of a way to do that was we added kind of like a shorter slider because he's another guy that has a big slider with like 20 inches of glove side movement, which is quite a bit. So like adding the shorter one for him, like just gave him the ability to have another pitch to get in the strike zone with, and like, you know, pitches that move a little bit less are a little bit easier to throw strikes with. So, but that's just like one part of it. Like he's been dominating with his fastball and always with his changeup, and he's getting in the strike zone more with his bigger slider and his shorter one. So, and he's also tough to hit. Like he's, 93 to 96, and he's with from a lower slot with carry. So it's a hard at bat.
Well, Mark, of course, it's going to be a fun one here tonight in Beloit. Cedar Rapids going for a series win over the Skycarp with 2 more chances to get that Saturday and Sunday. As always, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck to you tonight against the Skycarp.
Appreciate it.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, here to the Cedar Rapids Colonels leadoff show. It's time to take a look at your starting lineups tonight. First off, for the Beloit Skycarp. Leading off at shortstop this evening will be Nassim Nunez with Jose Salas at second base. Victor Mesa Jr. will bat third and left. Will Banfield cleans up behind the plate here tonight with Davis Bradshaw in right. Emmanuel Marinez hits sixth tonight as the designated hitter. Osiris Johnson in center. Delvy Rosario at third and Marcus Chu at first, round out the starting lineup for Beloit. Again, for the Skycarp, Nunez, Salas, Mesa Jr., Banfield, Bradshaw, Marinez, Johnson, Rosario, and Chu. It's the left-hander Dax Fulton on the mound today for Beloit. The 6'7", 225-pound southpaw this season, 2-6 with a 5.18 ERA. He will be making his 15th start of the season. 66 innings for Fulton, 87 strikeouts to 23 walks. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels today, Kyler Fenko leads off in right with Alaric Soleri DHing. Aaron Sabato will bat third today at first with Seth Gray at third, Jake Rucker at second, and Jefferson Morales behind the plate. 7, 8, and 9 for Cedar Rapids has Dylan Noisy in center, Will Holland at short, and Kenny Taylor in left. Again, for the Colonels, Fedko, Soleri, Sabato, Gray, Rocker, Morales, Noisy, Holland, and Taylor. It's Sean Mooney for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, 2-2 with a 2.39 ERA. Should be a fun one here tonight on a rather gloomy evening in Beloit. No sun to be seen, but plenty of clouds, none of which are threatening rain just yet here at ABC Supply Stadium. Colonels and the Skycarp coming up next here on the Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball Network. We'll be back with First Pitch, Dax Fulton versus Sean Mooney here tonight on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipefitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125. Plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125pros@work.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Cedar Rapids Colonels and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and description of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Hey fans, this is Brian Dinkelman, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into another live edition of Cedar Rapids Colonels Baseball right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. It is a dreary, chilly evening here in Beloit, especially here in the month of July. 70 degrees right now here in Beloit. No sun to be seen, but plenty of gray, lighter gray clouds, none of them threatening rain just yet here at ABC Supply Stadium. The 52-32 Cedar Rapids Colonels get ready to go against the 39-44 Beloit Skycarp. Leading off today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels will be Kyler Fenko, who led off yesterday's ball game with a bang, a solo home run, to help spark the Colonels to a 5-1 win last night. Alaric Soleri bats second behind Fenko as the designated hitter, with Aaron Sabato at first. 4-5-6 goes Seth Gray at third, Jake Rucker at second, and Jefferson Morales behind the plate. Dylan Noisy bats seventh in center. Will Holland plays short, and Kenny Taylor is in left. It's the tall left-hander Dax Fulton on the hill today for Beloit, 6'7", 225 pounds. The second-round pick back in 2020 of the Miami Marlins. this season, 2-6 with a 5.18 ERA. Play ball sign is given by Felix Neon. We're underway as Fedco looks at a fastball down and in at 95. 1-0 to the Colonels leadoff man, Kyler Fedco. Fedco, a 260 hitter on the year, 7 home runs, 44 runs batted in. Kyler looks at another fastball downstairs, quickly 2-0. Here from the big lefty, Dax Fulton. Fulton has made a pair of starts against Cedar Rapids, one of them not so hot. That was back on opening weekend in Cedar Rapids, and then a much better outing here at ABC Supply Stadium. He misses down again on Fedco as the count goes to 3-0. There's strike one. Fastball right at the knees at 94. Fulton is from Weatherford, Oklahoma. Prepped at Mustang High School down in Oklahoma City. 3-1. Fastball outside, ball four. Kyler Fedco draws a leadoff walk. He'll be aboard here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as Alaric Soleri will get a chance. Kyler Fedco on base for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 7-9 on stolen bases this season. He's aboard for Al Soleri. The Beloit Skycarp today defensively have Mesa Jr., Osiris Johnson, and Davis Bradshaw in the outfield left to right. Rosario at third, Chu at first, holding on Fedco. Al looks at ball one high and outside on the changeup there from Fulton. Nunez and Salas are up the middle at short and second with Will Banfield doing the catching today behind the plate. 1-0 here from Dax Fulton. Left-hander kicks and goes. This ball lined into right field and down for a base hit. A walk and a single is how the Colonels open up this first inning. They'll have two men on for Aaron Sabato. Alaric Soleri stays hot for Al. That's a hit in back-to-back games. Aaron Sabato, the dangerous right-handed bat. Gets an opportunity here against the left-hander Dax Fulton with two men on and none down. Sabato this year, 61 games played, 10 doubles, 9 home runs. He's driven in 37. Kyler Fedco off of second with Alaric Soleri at first. Fulton at the ready. He'll kick and go. Up high, ball one. Cedar Rapids today is in the road grays, the navy blue numbering and lettering with green trim. Navy blue caps on top of their heads. 1-0 here from Dax Fulton. 8 pitches in, just 2 strikes. There's strike one on Sabato. Finding the inside corner with a slider at 81 miles an hour. Call out the curveball for Fulton. He doesn't feature a slider all that often. It's just fastball, change up in the curve. 1-1. Just outside on a fastball at 94. Fulton and the Skycarp today are wearing their Black Panther jerseys. It's Beloit's Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Knight here. 2-0 from Fulton. Wave and a miss now, 2-2. The Colonels will be doing that. This coming, not this Friday, a week from today. On July 22nd, it'll be Thor jerseys for Cedar Rapids. Spider-Man making a guest appearance. 2-2, bounced up the middle, backhanded off the glove of Salas. Then it drops right onto his foot. Fedco is around third. He loses the helmet. Fired to home here for Banfield, who goes right back to Rosario. Fedco digging for home plate, and he's tagged out by Rosario about 5 feet from the plate. Both Soleri and Sabato advance 90 feet, and we'll see how this gets scored because I think that might be an infield single for Sabato, then Fedco thrown out at home. It's not technically a fielder's choice because Fedco had advanced to the next bag. Fedco just got caught kind of in between home and third base. You almost wonder if Fedco didn't slow up after turning at third base. He might have had a chance if he had a full head of steam behind him to potentially score. Salas threw home. Regardless, though, the Colonels will have two men on, both of them in scoring position with one down for Seth Gray. It's ball one on Seth. 4-2-5 to put away Fedco. Soleri to third on the throw. Sabato likewise to second. They will hit Salas with an error. Gray chops the 1-0 foul up the first baseline towards Jairo Rodriguez. So it'll be an error on Salas, his second of the season with Beloit. One ball, one strike here on Seth Gray. Gray has struggled against left-handers this year. Fulton kicks and goes. Now Seth crushes a ball deep out to left field. Mesa Jr. turning, looking up at the wall. That is high off the wall. It'll plate at least one as Solari scores. Here comes a throw to the plate. Sabato slides and he's safe. Just underneath the tag of Banfield. A hellacious throw there from Nassim Nunez in shallow left. But Sabato just gets his feet underneath that tag of Will Banfield. It's a two-run double for Seth Gray. His first extra base hit against a left-handed pitcher this year. Plates a pair as it's 2-0 Cedar Rapids, and quickly a mound visit here for Dax Fulton. Boy, was that a shot off the bat of Seth Gray, 392 feet off the top of the wall out and left. How this park kept that baseball in, I do not know. Both Sabato and Solari score on that two-run double. Seth Gray with his 10th double of the year, RBI number 41 and 42. Boy, speaking of that throw by Nassim Nunez, you know that Nunez has a great arm. Defense is his specialty, but my goodness, was that a laser from the cutoff man. He was in the outfield grass pretty considerably far out there, and he threw a strike to Banfield, making that play close. Credit to Sabato as well for being able to get that foot in underneath the tag. Good slide by Sabato. Jake Rucker digging in with Gray at second. Rucker looks at ball one upstairs. Rucker has had a very nice stretch with Cedar Rapids since being promoted to the Colonels on June 29th. Rucker batting 308 with Cedar Rapids, 12 for 39. Takes ball two, up and in there from Fulton. Dax has not been sharp today. 17 pitches, 7 for strikes. Pitches he has thrown for strikes, drawn a lot of really good swings by Cedar Rapids. It's already 2-0 Colonels. There's a breaking ball dropped across for strike one. Seth Gray delivering the damage with a two-run double into left center field. One down here in the first. Two balls and a strike, Fulton to Rucker. Rucker gets underneath this, pops it up on the infield, right side. Moving in is Jose Salas, and he'll make the squeeze for out number two. Jake Rucker popping out for the second out here, the first inning, and that will bring up the Colonels catcher, Jefferson Morales, who had a rare back-to-back off-day stretch. Last two games of this series for J-Mo. Batting 230 on the air. He takes ball one inside. One ball and no strikes here from the left-hander, Dax Fulton. Working on Jefferson Morales. Fouled off. Fisted foul. Running a breaking ball over the middle portion of the plate. J-Mo might have been fooled by it. One ball and one strike here from Dax Fulton. The lefty at the ratty here on the 1-1. Lined up the middle, a nice sliding stop by Nunez. He pops and throws in time for out number three. What a play by Nassim Nunez to rob Jefferson Morales of a base hit. We'll be back in just a bit. The Colonels play to pair Seth Gray. A two-run double giving Cedar Rapids a 2-0 lead through half of one.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Sean Mooney, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Sean Mooney gets the ball today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, as the Cedar Rapids Colonels lead 2-0 over the Beloit Skycarp, courtesy of a Seth Gray two-run double. Let's meet the starting lineup here tonight for Beloit. Nassim Nunez leads off at short with Jose Salas at second and Victor Mesa Jr. in left field. Will Banfield will do the catching with Davis Bradshaw in right. Emmanuel Marinez DHing 7, 8, and 9. Osiris Johnson in center. Dalvi Rosario at third and Marcus Chu at first. Sean Mooney this season for Cedar Rapids has been very sharp, 2-2 with a 2.39 earned run average. So he gets the ball today against the Beloit Skycarp. Mooney was brilliant here at ABC Supply Stadium in his last outing. First offering there for strike one on the inside half at 91. Back at the tail end of April, on April 29th, Sean Mooney worked 5 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, and 8 strikeouts. Against the Beloit Skycarp, the 0-1. Letter high for strike two at 92. Mooney is still coming off that little ankle issue that he had a couple of starts ago, so likely on a pitch limit today just to make sure he's building back up. No balls, 2 strikes, chopped foul. He was part of that big rash of injuries that the Colonels had right at the kind of at the onset of the month of July. Most of those issues were related to guys going on the COVID-related injured list. Mooney never hit the IL, but he did miss a start with that ankle. The 0-2 to Nunez. Inside at 93. Now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sean Mooney. Sean Money Mooney, as he's known in Cedar Rapids. Working here against Nassim Nunez, a .252 hitter on the season. Nunez with 40 stolen bases. He's a guy you want to keep off the base path. Sean misses, not by much there on a short slider. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Here from Sean Mooney working on Nassim Nunez. Right-hander rocks and goes. This ball fisted into left and down for a base hit as Seth Gray could not corral it, racing back. So leadoff single for Nassim Nunez, blooping that ball into left field. And Jose Salas will bat with a man on first. Salas has been kept pretty quiet in the series, 1-for-11. Seen his batting average taper off to .288 in this short stint with the Beloit Skycar. So Sean Mooney working with Nunez on first. We'll see how Sean fares in keeping Nunez from moving. The first offering to Salas is lined up the middle. It's a base hit on that changeup. Nunez racing into third as Noisy's throw goes into second. Back-to-back singles, one hit a bit harder than the other. Then around the corners with none down here in the first. The tying run on first base for Beloit. Victor Mesa Jr. will step in. Defensively for Cedar Rapids in the outfield, left to right, Kenny Taylor, Dylan Noisy, and Kyler Fenko. Seth Gray mans the hot corner. Aaron Sabato is at first with Will Holland at short and Jake Rocker at second. Jefferson Morales doing the catching today for Cedar Rapids, handling the right-hander Mooney. Strike one. There from Sean Mooney, 92 on the outside half. Victor Mesa Jr. tied for the team lead in RBI with 40 here this season. Mooney kicks and goes. There goes Salas as the pitch misses down and in. No throw by Morales. Jose Salas picking a good pitch to run on. He takes second base on that straight steal. 1 ball and 1 strike. On the way from the right-hander, Sean Mooney. Mooney at the ready. Kicks, deals. This ball popped foul. 1-2 to Victor Mesa Jr. Mooney featuring a fastball slider and a changeup. That slider, he'll manipulate the shape on it. Going more depthy on a shorter slider or a big sweepy variety. One ball, two strikes. Mooney working on Mesa Jr. with two men in scoring position and none down. The tying run out there at second. Mooney at the ready here on the 1-2. Sit down. He'll get him on the fastball. Climbing the ladder at 94. Mesa Jr. strikes out swinging, bringing Will Banfield to the plate. Banfield, the catcher for the Beloit Skycarp. He and Bennett Hostetler share the Lions' share of the catching duties. Beloit did add a new catcher a couple of days ago, that being David Martinez. Venezuelan backstop will serve as the third catcher. Ball one down and outside. Mooney here to Banfield. The Major League Baseball amateur draft is coming up soon. This Sunday is round one. 1-0 from Sean Mooney. Grounded toward short. Holland will glove. He'll look to third and instead throw to first. Scooped out by Sabato on a low throw. A run will score. But the second out of the inning is recorded on that ground out to shortstop. Nunez crossing home. Salas going to third. Davis Bradshaw digs in for Beloit. Some good news on the promotion front. Cedar Rapids' Tyler Palm was promoted to Double-A last night. That's awesome for the right-hander. Very well regarded around the Twins organization in terms of character side of things. Great clubhouse guy, and Palm has been throwing very well for Cedar Rapids. Just one earned run in his last 12-plus innings of work. And news coming out of the Twins organization just now, former Colonel Caleb Hamilton just had his contract purchased from the St. Paul Saints. He's headed to Minnesota. When he makes an appearance, he'll be the latest former Colonel to debut. At the big league level, there's ball one inside to Davis Bradshaw. One ball, one strike. Good slider there by Mooney. Dropped over the inside corner. Now 1-2. Boy, credit Sean if he's able to get out of this with just one run allowed. One ball, two strikes. Mooney here from the stretch. Tapped up the third baseline. This will be a tough play. Sean barehands. He fires to first and it pulls Sabato wide of the bag. Wouldn't have got him anyway. It's an RBI infield single for Davis Bradshaw. And we are tied at two here in the first. Salas scoring. I think this is a 2-2 ball game. Emmanuel Marinez now here for the Beloit Skycar. Marinez, the right-handed bat. Ready to go against Sean Mooney. The first offering cut on through. Fastball up and in at 92. Mooney ready here on the 0-1. Two runs on three hits here in the inning. Mooney at 18 pitches in the frame. Little snap throw to first. Bradshaw back in time. Mooney trying to get this third out of the inning. No balls and one strike. Mooney fires a fastball on the inside corner now, quickly 0-2. Noisy, Holland, and Taylor. Two up for Cedar Rapids in the home half of, or in the visitor's half of two. No balls, two strikes. Mooney rocks and goes. Found back our way. Slider at 81. Mooney peering on in. He's thrown a ton of strikes in the first. 20 pitches, 15 of them for strikes. Oh, and two on the way. Wave and a miss. He got him. Good. Fastball at 93 up in the zone. Marinez way behind. We move along to the top half of the second. 7, 8, and 9 for Cedar Rapids. We're tied at 2. through one complaint here at ABC Supply Stadium.
You won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's going to change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's going to help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're going to bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV. With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey fans, this is Dylan Noisy, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Top of two here in Beloit. We're all knotted at two apiece. Both sides with a couple of runs in the first as Fulton misses down and in on Dylan Noisy for ball one. Noisy, Highland, and Taylor for Cedar Rapids here in the visitors' half of two. It's a southpaw, Dax Fulton. 1-0 breaking ball there for strike one. Noisy having a pretty good season. 660 OPS. He's scored 28 runs, driven in 15, and now Noisy skies this into left. In on it is Victor Mesa Jr. He'll get there and make the squeeze for out number one. Noisy flying out to left for the first down of the second inning, bringing Will Holland to the plate. Holland from Lawrenceville, Georgia. He prepped at Collins Hill High School, where he and Nassim Nunez shared a middle infield together for at least a year or two. First pitch to Holland is a strike in the inside corner. 0-1 here from the big lefty, Dax Fulton. No balls, one strike, and here's strike two. The 0-2 on the way, up high, now one ball and two strikes. Dax Fulton at the ready, Holland waves through a breaking ball downstairs, and there is out number two. That brings Kenny Taylor to the plate, a welcome return for Kenny. Rates did it off the 7-day injured list after he missed 12 games due to a left hamstring strain. Reinstated back on July 14th, and boy, oh boy, was Taylor hot when he hit the injured list. There's ball one outside. Taylor enjoying a very nice stretch prior to that injured list stint. He's 7 for his last 14. First pitch, big cut and a miss, and a fastball down and away. Taylor enters this ball game on a 5-game hitting streak. He's reached base in each of the last 7 games in which he's played. 25-year-old outfielder. Big wave and a miss. Now quickly, one ball and two strikes. 1-2, Dax Fulton on the bump, peering on in as Taylor calls time and steps out. Ball, two strikes. Well down and inside. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Southpaw Fulton rocks and goes. Wave and a miss. Down goes Taylor. He strikes out swinging as we move along to the home half of two, tying it two here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Osiris Johnson, Dalvy Rosario, and Marcus Chu when we come back.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
To the home half of the second inning we go here in Beloit. Sean Mooney back on the mound for Cedar Rapids in a 2-2 ball game. Osiris Johnson, Dalvy Rosario, and Marcus Chu to bat for the Skycarp. First offering to Johnson is fouled straight back. No balls and a strike there from Sean Mooney. 91 on that heater from Sean. Johnson, the right-handed hitter, recently promoted to the Skycarp. Ooh, ugly swing and a miss there, a slider. Now 0-2. Really nice slide piece thrown there by Mooney to get Johnson out in front. Osiris is 0-6 to open his Beloit career. No balls and two strikes with Sean Mooney on the bump. Slider fouled away. Another uncomfortable swing there at 80 miles an hour. Only two on the way here to Osiris Johnson. Mooney with a breath, there we go. Slider down and away. Johnson lays this one off. Oh, for six with three strikeouts. Colonels have done a good job against Johnson. The 1-2. Sit down. He gets him at 92. Cut on through there by Johnson. So one down in the second, and that brings up Dalvy Rosario. Dalvy, 239 average on the year. 13 doubles, 3 triples, 3 home runs as well for Rosario. So Dalvy will bat against the right-hander Sean Mooney. Marcus Chu in the on-deck circle for Beloit. Half swing and a miss. There at a good slider that ended up bouncing off the mid of J-Mo. That Mooney slider, that sweeping one, when he pairs it with the shorter slider, it is really, really tough to hit. The 0-1. Called strike two on the inside edge. That sweepy slider again. Looks like Mooney is leaning pretty heavily on that bigger slider. The 0-2. Fastball up and in at 92. And then you have that pitch where it just jumps on you after you see 78. 80, 81. Oh, here's 92 up in your eyes. Good luck. One ball and two strikes. Sean Mooney working here on Dalvy Rosario. Colonel's right-hander kicks and fires. Sit down. He gets him. Another good slider. 80 miles an hour, biting down and away. Two down here in the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Sean Mooney. Here is Marcus Chu. Chu will step in. The 243 hitter this season. John Mooney from the stretch. Working here on Marcus Chu. First pitch slider. Ooh, did not miss by much. One ball, no strikes here from Sean Mooney. Right-hander at the ready. Kicks and goes. Another slider missing high and tight. Now 2-0. 32 pitches, 23 for strikes today for Sean Mooney. Strike rate has kind of ebbed and flowed throughout the year. Mooney ready on the 2-0. This ball lifted into the air right side. Shallow right, back on it is Rocker. He's got a read. Shuffling to his left, and he'll make the catch for out number three. We move along to the top half of the third. Cedar Rapids and Beloit are tied at two right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Top of the order when we come back.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tune and cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Kyler Fedko, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Kyler Fedko to lead things off for Cedar Rapids here in the third. He takes strike one on the inside corner from Dax Fulton. Breaking ball at 81. The 0-1 now coming here from Dax. Outside, one ball and one strike. Kyler Fedko recorded his edition of the All Ears podcast that'll be coming out next Friday. On the 22nd of July, there's ball two down and outside. All Ears presented by Miracle Ear here in 2022. It's going to be a fun episode. Fedko talks about a lot of things throughout his collegiate career, his time here in Cedar Rapids. And, of course, he answers that much-asked question, why does his helmet fall off so much? Fedko takes strike two, letter high, thought he had ball four. As a bit of a spoiler, he doesn't really give a true answer, but let's put it this way. Kyler is definitely aware that his helmet comes off quite a bit more than the average player. Payoff pitch, fouled off. Count stays full here at 3-2. We mentioned the Minnesota Twins have selected the contract of Caleb Hamilton. Payoff pitch fouled away, keeping the count here full on Fedko. The Twins selected the contract of Caleb Hamilton. It's because Ryan Jeffers is going on the injured list. Payoff pitch, grounded, ooh, foul, just foul up the third base line. For those of you wondering where Frank Nigro ended up, you remember he was transferred up to St. Paul about a week ago. Provides some backstop depth. He's now back down at Fort Myers. He's played at all four full season affiliates now because he had a little stint in Wichita. Payoff pitch. Fedko with a chopper. Left side of the infield. Rosario gloves. He fires just in time. Get Fedko out at first base. 5-3 on that ground out. Alaric Solari now for Cedar Rapids in a 2-2 ball game. Solari has played in 69 games this season, entering play today. 9 doubles, 3 triples, 9 home runs. He's driven in 30. He steps in here against the southpaw, Dax Fulton. First offering fouled off. Christian Encarnacion Strand had a nice debut for the Wichita Wind Surge yesterday. 1-for-5 with a double and 2 runs batted in. Pushed his RBI total to 70 this year. It's going to be very fun to continue watching Encarnacion Strand's climb. No balls and a strike to Solari. Al with another line drive, but this time Jose Salas, the second baseman, is there as he'll take a step to his left and make the catch for out number 2. Aaron Sabato now reached on an error in his first trip to the plate. Sabato stepping on in. Dax Fulton rocks and goes. First pitch, big swing and a miss by Sabato. In the Colonels' last trip to Beloit, right at the tail end of April, Sabato hit, it seemed like a baker's dozen of well-hit fly balls that left his bat at 100 miles an hour or more. They all just kept dying in the outfield, right at the warning track or right in front of it. 1-1 tapped foul. 1 ball and 2 strikes now here on Aaron Sabato. One ball, 2 strikes here on Sabato. It almost appears like this place is where baseballs go to die. Sabato pops this ball up a mile high behind home plate. Banfield will make the catch for out number 3. We move along to the home half of 3 here on the Colonels Baseball Network. When we come back, look around the Midwest League scoreboard. 2-2 right here in the home half of 3 from Beloit.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got 4 amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonels postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonels postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Nassim Nunez will step in to lead things off against Sean Mooney here in the home half of the third. Cedar Rapids and Beloit tied at 2 here at ABC Supply Stadium as Nunez is late on a fastball. No balls and a strike here from Sean Mooney. Around the Midwest League here today, Wisconsin and West Michigan are already in the bottom of the 7th. It's 4-0 Whitecaps. Fouled off on the 0-1, now quickly 0-2. They're through 5 at Lake County. It's 4-0. The captains lead the reeling Dayton Dragons. Bottom of three in Peoria. South Bend leads 2-1. No balls, two strikes, well down and inside. Now 1-2. Lansing and Fort Wayne postponed due to rain today. Great Lakes and Quad Cities are currently in a delayed start in Davenport. Munoz swings and fouls off the 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Sean Mooney working here on Nassim Nunez. Time call. Nunez steps out prior to this one ball, two strike offering. Sean Mooney waiting and taking his time on the mound, walking around the rubber. Nunez is given a little bit of time. One ball, two strikes. Mooney working here on Nassim Nunez. Slider high and outside now, 1-2. Moves to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. None down here in the home half of the third. Mooney rocks and goes. Big cut and a miss. Down goes Nunez for out number one here in the third. Sean Mooney with another strikeout. Punching out Nassim Nunez. Mooney now up to five strikeouts. Through 2-3. Jose Salas gets an opportunity. Pitched on a single in his first trip to the box. Mooney rocks and deals. Salas showing bunt. Pulls back and takes a strike. Slider there on the outer half. Make that a changeup. Slider from Mooney. The 0-1 outside on another slider. One ball and a strike. Mooney at the ready here on Jose Salas. Popped him up, left side out of play. J-Mo thought about it, took his mask off, and had it fall behind him. Count goes to 1-2 on Jose Salas. Switch hitting second baseman, 1-for-1 here tonight. One, two, sit down. He gets him on another slider. Sean Mooney really starting to groove now for the Colonels. Six strikeouts. He's punched down four of the last five men that he's faced. Brings Victor Mesa Jr. to the plate. Actually make that now five of the last six have been by way of the strikeout. Sean Mooney working on Mesa Jr. First offering, cut on through at 92. 0 and 1 here from Mooney. Sean has 11 whiffs on 44 pitches today. No balls and a strike. Fouled off of Morales or maybe off of Neon. As J-Mo turns right back around to check on Neon, who takes off the mask. Joe McCarthy comes racing in just to check on Felix, making sure he's all right. And it looks like they might have a medical check here on Felix Neon. The foul ball smacked off the mask of Neon. Jessica Cook, the Beloit athletic trainer, have to check on Neon. Two away here in the third inning. Sean Mooney really carving right now for Cedar Rapids. He's punched out five of the last six men that he's faced. So far, two runs for either side. Two runs on two hits for the Colonels. No errors and one left on. Beloit with a couple of runs on three hits, one error, and they have left on one today. Cook still chatting with Neon behind home plate, making sure that she goes through the concussion protocols, I'm sure, here with Neon. And he will stay in the ball game. The dust off home plate. We'll get an applause from the fan. Mask back on. Neon kind of checking on his mask. Be making sure that it's still intact after taking that foul ball straight back. No balls, two strikes here from the Colonel's right-hander, Sean Mooney. Kick and deal. Fouled back. Do it again at 0-2 here on Victor Mesa Jr. Felix Neon coming out to get some more baseballs. Looks like he might be completely out of baseballs. No balls, two strikes. Right-hander Mooney here from the stretch. He'll kick and go. This ball flared. Foul right side. Sabato giving chase, and ball's going to track out of play. Keeps the count here at 0-2. Here from the right-hander, Sean Mooney. Sean at the ready. Up near the letters here on the 0-2. Outside, missing there on a changeup. To the left-handed hitting, Victor Mesa Jr. One ball and two strikes. Mooney kicks and goes. Up high. Fastball just missing at 92. Mesa Jr. battling here. This will be the seventh pitch of the plate appearance. 2-2 from Mooney. Down and in on a changeup again. Could not get Mesa Jr. to chase that time. Foul pitch here from Sean Mooney. Slider lifted out towards right. Pushing back Fedco in front of the track. He'll make the call and the catch for out number three. And we move along to the top half of the fourth. Through three, we're knotted at two. Colonels and the Skycarp here at ABC Supply Stadium. Seth Gray will lead it off when we come back right here in Beloit.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey fans, this is Seth Gray, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seth Gray, fresh after hitting a two-run double for Cedar Rapids back in the first. We'll dig in here against Dax Fulton to open the fourth. First offering taken outside for ball one. Seth Gray saying no on that slider down and outside from Fulton. 1-0 called, strike one. Catching the knees on the inside corner to Seth Gray. One ball, one strike here from Fulton. Seth with a chopper towards first. Chu, a nice backhanded play on the run. Flips to Fulton covering for out number one. 3-1 on that ground out. Retiring Seth Gray on the changeup. Jake Rocker. Over one with a flyout. Steps in to face Dax Fulton. Rucker, the Cedar Rapids second baseman. First pitch runs inside and hits Rucker. So Jake O'Reach on the one out hit by pitch as he flips his bat and his shin guard and his elbow guard back towards the Colonel's dugout. And trots down the first baseline. Man on first base here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Rucker kind of feeling that one a little bit. He's giving time at first. Moving around, just trying to get the feeling back. Might have hit him in the backside. Jefferson Morales here for Cedar Rapids. Stepping into the batter's box with a man on first. Rucker reaching on that hit by pitch. First offering from Fulton called for strike one at the letters at 92. Jefferson, 230 hitter on the season, grounded out in his first trip. He swings through a fastball now, no balls and two strikes. Morales, 24 runs batted in, six doubles, a couple of triples, five home runs this year. No way and two coming. Fouled straight back. Keeps the count here at 0-2 on Jefferson. Felix Neon pops out to grab that foul ball. No balls and two strikes. Fulton will check over to first. Rucker back in time very easily. One down here in the fourth inning. The go-ahead run standing at first base for Cedar Rapids. Fulton from the stretch in the 0-2. Morales pops this up behind home plate and out of play. Oh, and 2 again here from Dax Fulton. Left-hander Fulton at the ready. Morales skies this into center straight away for Osiris Johnson, who trots in a bit to his left to make the catch for out number two. J-Mo flies out to center, and that brings Dylan Noisy to the batter's box. With two down here in the fourth inning. Noisy, the right-handed hitting center fielder for Cedar Rapids. He flew out to left in his first trip to the plate. Fulton kicks and deals. First pitch fouled off of Banfield. No balls and a strike. Oh, and one. Fulton here on Dylan Noisy. Up high, now one ball and one strike. 93 on that fastball from Dax. Letterman head high to Tyler Palm. One ball and a strike from Fulton here on Dylan Noisy. Southpaw rocks and goes. Dylan with the blast out towards center. Osiris, though, has a read on it coming in just a touch, and he'll make the catch for out number three. We will return here on the Colonels Baseball Network in the home half of four, still tied at two. Banfield, Bradshaw, and Marinez, 4, 5, and 6 when we come back for Beloit.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Bottom half of four here in Beloit, Cedar Rapids, and the Skycarper knotted at two apiece. Sean Mooney back out on the bump. First offering to Will Banfield is a strike in the outside corner. 79 on that Mooney slider. Sean Mooney has really settled in here for the Colonels. He's up to six strikeouts through three innings of work. The 0-1 heater on the outside corner now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Sean Mooney working here on Will Banfield. Right-hander kicks and goes. Banfield swings on through another frisbee slider there from Mooney as out number one is recorded. Make it seven punch-outs for Sean Mooney through three and a third innings today. Davis Bradshaw, one for one with a single, will step in. Sean Mooney has struck out six of the last eight men that he's faced. Davis Bradshaw right on cue, swings through the first pitch he sees, tipping a fastball into the mitt of Jefferson Morales. Seven punch outs for Sean Mooney. The 0-1 inside. Fastball at 91. Bradshaw has been a very frustrating hitter for the Colonels to try and solve. He's 6 for 10 in the series. One ball, one strike here from Sean Mooney. Check swing and a pitch that might have hit Bradshaw in the foot. Possibly? I don't know. Bradshaw ended up on the ground and I don't know if a hit by pitch was actually signaled by Felix Neon. It looks like he might have signaled it maybe without putting up the hands. It is a hit by pitch, obviously, is Bradshaw will be walked down to the first base line. It's kind of tough to fake being hit square on the foot. It's a hit batsman to put a man on. Snap a stretch of eight straight retired by Sean Mooney. Bradshaw will be on first. He's still being attended to by Jessica Cook. She'll head back to the dugout for Beloit. Bradshaw on first for Emmanuel Mourinho. Mourinho is 0 for 1 with a strikeout. He'll dig in to face Sean Mooney. Bradshaw off of first. One down here in the fourth. Mooney kicks and goes. Strike one. Starting off, Mourinho with a fastball on the outside corner. 58 pitches for Mooney, 41 strikes. He is on a bit of a pitch count today. Not a particular number, more of just, you know, how are we feeling about where Mooney is at. The 0-1 fouled over our heads. Count goes to 0-2. Mooney here on Mourinho. Bradshaw off of first. Mooney here from the stretch on the 0-2. Just missing outside on a slider. Not missed by much. Bring the count to a ball and two strikes. The Colonels will have 8-9 and top, two up in the fifth. Holland, Taylor, and Fedko. 1-2 from Mooney here on Mourinho's. Snap throw to first. Ooh, just back in time there, Bradshaw. Count still standing at 1-2. Fouled straight back by Mourinho's. Another fastball there for Mooney. The Minnesota Twins are tied 2-2 with the Chicago White Sox in the bottom half of the first. 1-2, big wave and a miss. Down goes Mourinho's for out number two. It's the eighth strikeout today for Sean Mooney. Seven of his last 9 outs come by way of the punch out. Now Cyrus Johnson, 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. First offering here to Osiris. Ball one upstairs, 1-0. Twins are facing off against Michael Kopech today. Devin Smeltzer on the other end for Minnesota. Snap throw to first, back in time. There is Davis Bradshaw. One and oh. Check swing and a foul ball straight back. That moves the count to 1-1. Here from the Colonel's right-hander, Sean Mooney. Mooney from the stretch. Glove at the belt, kicks and goes. Slider, check swing, and fouled off by Johnson. Now 1-2. Can Mooney make it 8 strikeouts? He's ready on a 1-2 offering. To Osiris Johnson, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Mooney at the ready here on the 1-ball, 2-strike offering. Kick and go. Sit down, make it 8 strikeouts for Sean Mooney through 4 innings of work. 8 of his last 10 outs have been by way of the strikeout. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. All tied at 2 at ABC Supply Stadium. Holland, Taylor, and Fedco right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hey guys, this is Will Holland, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Will Holland steps in here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels as he'll take strike one on the outside corner. Will Holland, the Colonels right-handed hitting center fielder, takes a big swing and a miss at strike two, down and away. Chasing a change up there from the southpaw. Holland is struggling for his last 21 at the plate. The 0-2 on the way here from Fulton. Bounces a breaking ball to the plate. Holland does not swing. ball to Jax Fulton here on Holland. Wave and a miss. Down goes Will over his last 22 now at the plate for Cedar Rapids. And that brings up Kenny Taylor. It's a 2-2 ball game here in Beloit. Two runs on two hits for Cedar Rapids. No errors, and they have left on two. Beloit with two runs on three hits, one error, and they have likewise left on two. Taylor swings through a first pitch curveball from Dax Fulton. No balls on a strike. Chopped foul up towards Jairo. And goes to 0-2. Jairo Rodriguez had a vacation day yesterday. Went to go check out Chicago. Said he enjoyed it. No balls, two strikes. Fulton here on Kenny Taylor. Down and in now, 1-2. Cedar Rapids. He's not had a hit since the first, the 1-2. Taylor lays off the high fastball at 95. Two and two the count here on Kenny Taylor. Way outside now, 3-2. Payoff pitch, Fulton at the ready. Southpaw rocks and goes. Wave and a miss, Kenny chasing a changeup down and away, and there is out number two. Fulton strikes out Taylor for the second out of the fifth, and now Kyler Fedko will get an opportunity. Fedko 0-1 with a walk and a ground out. Fulton at the ready here, his first offering. Down and outside for ball one. Cedar Rapids with the right-hander beginning to warm up in the pen. It looks like Miguel Rodriguez. Here's a line drive off the bat of Fedko into right center field. Osiris Johnson will leg it down in the alley for out number three. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and Beloit tied at two as we move to the home half of five. Rosario, Chu, and Nunez when we come back.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Bottom half of five here at ABC Supply Stadium. Delvy Rosario, Marcus Chu, and Nassim Nunez as Sean Mooney is back out there for the fifth. First pitch slider down and outside for ball one. 1-1, no strikes here from the right-hander Sean Mooney. Righty rocks and goes. Rosario sends a ball high out towards left. Back on it is Kenny Taylor, and he'll make a nice reach and grab for out number one. Sean Mooney retires Delvy Rosario, and now Marcus Chu will get a chance.
For Dixon, number
Jew, the right-handed hitting first baseman for the Skycar. Jew 0 for 1 with a flyout. And right on cue, he sends a high flyout towards right. Fedko in a bit underneath and squeezes for out number 2. Quick flyouts induced here by Sean Mooney. Sam Nunez will step back in. The top of the order turns around. Brian Dinkelman having a conversation with Richard Salazar. Looks like the Colonels will try and get Mooney to finish the fifth. About to throw his 70th pitch of the night. First offering. Oh, just down and in. Ball one. Here on Nassim Nunez. Mooney with 8 strikeouts through 4 innings of 2-run ball today. 4 2/3. Busted bat. 1 hopper to short. Holland's there. He gloves and fires a strike across for out number 3. Sean Mooney, 3 up, 3 down here in the fifth. What an effort for the Colonels right-hander. 8 punchouts through 5 innings of 2-run baseball. Each of the 3 hits allowed by Mooney today came in the first. We'll be back in just a bit. Top of 6, Al, Sabato, and Gray when we come back.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or 2 or 3. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey fans, this is Alaric Saleri, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Two, three, and four for Cedar Rapids here in the top half of the sixth as Alaric Saleri will lead things off. It's 2-2 here in the top half of six. First offering downstairs for ball one. Sean Mooney's line is likely final. Here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the 1-0 swung on and tipped into the mid of Banfield. Is not able to hang on. Now one ball and one strike. Now chop foul again. Count goes to 1-2 here on Saleri. Sean Mooney, 5 innings of 3-hit, 2-run baseball, no walks, 9 strikeouts. Felix Neon steps out in front of the plate. Now the 1-2 on the way. Inside, 2-2 on Alaric Saleri. And Al cuts on through a changeup there for out number 1. Fulton with a strikeout to open up the sixth inning here for the left-hander. Sabato with a half swing and a miss at a first pitch curveball. and 83. No balls and a strike. Up high on Botto. Now one ball and one strike. Downstairs, bit outside as well, and a fastball at 94. Cedar Rapids looking to tack on a run for Mooney. Provide him some run support. Sabato taking a fastball downstairs in the dirt. Count goes to 3-1 here from Dax Fulton. Fouled straight back at us. Going to run the count full at 3-2 here to Aaron Sabato. Payoff pitch, line towards third and past Rosario as he made a leaping effort at it. Aaron Sabato should reach there on a single. It's the Colonel's first hit since the first inning. Cedar Rapids with the man aboard for Seth Gray on kind of a knuckling line drive. Bat of Aaron Sabato. Seth Gray, 1-for-2 with a two-run double here tonight. Little chat on the mound for Banfield and Fulton. There's a right-hander warming down in the bullpen for the Beloit Skycar. 84 pitches tonight for Dax Fulton. Just three hits allowed by the left-hander. Another good pitcher's duel tonight. Two pitching staffs that came in among the league's best. Certainly showing their strength in this series. Ball one downstairs. 1-0 on Seth Gray. Aaron Sabato off of first. High and tight now, 2-0 here to Seth. Jake Rucker in the on-deck circle. Two balls and no strikes here from Dax Fulton. Dangerous Seth Gray. Takes ball three outside. Three and oh. Fulton. Kicks and goes. Inside. Ball four. So hit and a walk for the Colonels 3-4 batters, Sabato and Gray. And Cedar Rapids will have two men on with one down for Jake Rucker. See if the Colonels can't make anything out of this. And here comes Jordan Hernandez, and it looks like that'll be it for the left-hander Dax Fulton. The Beloit Skycarp will make a move to the pen with two men on and one down here in the sixth. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. 2-2 your score here in Beloit. Rucker will face a right-handed reliever. We'll tell you more about it when we come back right here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
Won't read about my mom in the history books, but she's gonna change history forever. You'll never learn about her in school, but she'll redefine everything we know. She's not a scientist or a doctor, but she's gonna help save a lot of lives. My mom works at Mediacom, and they're gonna bring us one of the world's first 10G broadband platforms. Mom says, dream big.
I'm Dr. Alicia Allen with Unity Point Clinic. My patients rely on me for all aspects of their health, so when someone needs heart care, St. Luke's is the only hospital I trust. St. Luke's team has been caring for hearts since 1978. They're always introducing the latest procedures, and many require less recovery time. That means patients can stay close to home. With St. Luke's Heart Care, I'm confident my patients will receive the care they expect and deserve.
Unity Point Health. Know how much you matter to this world.
Colonels fans, the Twins' future is here on MILB.TV.
With all home and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Colonels on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Colonels at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
What's going on, fans? It's Jake Rucker, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Jake Rucker digs in to face Tyler Mitzel here in the top half of the sixth. The Cedar Rapids Colonels with two men on and one down here in the inning. First offering to Rucker is that changeup for strike one. Tyler Mitzel, the changeup specialist. Ball one downstairs there on Rucker. 1-0 now. Ruck fouls this off. One ball and one strike. Mitzel 2-1 with a 2.88 ERA. 21 appearances, 42/3 innings, 55 strikeouts. One ball and one strike here from Mitzel in a big leverage spot with two men on and one down. Rucker bounces this ball foul. Change up there from Mitzel as the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Mitzel working on Rucker. Sabato on second. Might take an extra base hit to score him with less than two outs. One ball, two strikes. The right-hander Mitzel here from the stretch. High and tight. Ooh. Rushes Rucker off the plate. Running the count even here at 2-2. Right-hander Mitzel. It's a sign he wants. Ready on the 2-2. Popped up. Over our heads to the right side. Keeping the count here even at 2-2. Jake Rucker. Driven in 26 runs this year between Cedar Rapids and Fort Myers. The 2-2. Wave and a miss. Rucker strikes out swinging. And a filthy, filthy changeup there from Tyler Mitzel. Two down in the sixth, and that brings up Jefferson Morales. Morales 0 for 2. Ground down and a flyout today for J-Mo. First pitch from Mitzel lined straight back at us. Count goes 0-1 here on J-Mo. Sabato off of second, Gray at first. No balls and a strike for Mitzel. Morales swings and sends a fly ball out towards left center. Moving over on it is Mesa Jr. He's called off by Johnson, who makes the catch for out number three. The Colonels leave a pair. We'll be back in the home half of six. Miguel Rodriguez looks like he'll be coming out of the Cedar Rapids bullpen. We'll be back in just a bit right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Bottom six, it's two apiece.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. You kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipe fitters of East Central Iowa. Professionals at work. The skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipe Fitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, Plumbers and Pipe Fitters of East Central Iowa.
Hola fanáticos, soy Miguel y están escuchando Kernel Baseball New World.
Home half of six as Miguel Rodriguez will take over for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He'll square off with Jose Salas. First pitch, a filthy slider down and in for strike one. 0-1 from Miguel Rodriguez here on Jose Salas. On in relief of Sean Mooney. Rodriguez, the first reliever out of the Colonels' pen. Tonight in Beloit, Salas bounces this ball foul, now 0-2. Colonel's bullpen has been a significant factor in their tremendous work done. The last few days, the bullpen has gone 14 straight scoreless innings here in this series against Beloit. No balls, two strikes from Rodriguez. Way high and outside at 96 there from Miguel. Count goes to 1-2 on Salas. Over their last six games, five of which the Colonels have won, the bullpen is 3-0, 27 innings worked, three runs total, makes for an ERA of 1.00, 27 innings, 16 hits, two walks, 29 strikeouts. The 1-2, cut on through. Rodriguez strikes out Salas with 96 up in the zone. So one down here in the sixth, and that will bring up Victor Mason Jr. 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. 27 innings of work. The Colonel's bullpen is at a 30% K rate, a 2% walk rate. They've held opponents to a 170 batting average with a 443 OPS. So over their last six games, a check swing by Mesa Jr. They appeal down and no, he did not go. Count goes 1-0 here on Mesa Jr. Swing and a miss at 96. There from Miguel with plenty of carry on that fastball. One ball and one strike. Right-hander kicks and goes. This ball lifted down the left field line, out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Here from the right-hander Miguel Rodriguez. One ball, two strikes. Rodriguez ready here on Mesa Jr. He'll kick and go. Swung on and fouled in and out of the mid of Morales. 90-mile-an-hour slider from Rodriguez. Miguel, 23 appearances, a 2.55 ERA. 33 strikeouts to 15 walks. 1-2 from Rodriguez here to Mesa Jr. Lifted into the air, left side, foul ground. Gray giving chase, and that ball's going to land out of play. 97 on that Rodriguez fastball. One and two. Rodriguez working here on Mesa Jr. Miguel kicks and goes. Ripped foul. Another slider at 90. One ball, two strikes. Here from Miguel Rodriguez on Victor Mesa Jr. This is the hardest that we've seen Rodriguez throw this season. He's kind of lived 93 to 94. One ball, two strikes. Sit down. He got him on the changeup at 88. Mesa Jr. strikes out swinging. There's a second out here, the sixth inning, and now Will Banfield will step in. Banfield 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout. Rodriguez Right on, right matchup. Here from Miguel Rodriguez on Will Banfield. First pitch called, strike one. Slider at 90 on the outer half. 0-1 here from Miguel. Pitch fouled away. Now 0-2 on Will Banfield. No balls, two strikes, two down here in the bottom half of six. Rodriguez at the ready. He'll kick and go. Up high and inside at 97. The right-hander at the ready, working on Will Banfield. He'll kick and go. Fouled up our way. Count stays at 1-2 from Miguel Rodriguez here on Will Banfield. Davis Bradshaw in the on-deck circle. If Banfield could extend the inning, Miguel Rodriguez trying to punch out the side here in the sixth. 1-2 on the way. Sit down. Rodriguez punches out the side. A slider cut on through by Banfield. We move along to the top half of 7-2-2. Your score here in Beloit. Miguel Rodriguez with a brilliant sixth inning.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family.
Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids, Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hey fans, this is Dylan Noisy, and you're listening to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Seven, eight, and nine for the Cedar Rapids Colonels here in the top half of the seventh against the right-hander Tyler Mitzel. 2-2 your score. Cedar Rapids and Beloit all tied up. There's ball one down and outside on Dylan Noisy. Slider there from Mitzel at 80 miles an hour. 1-0. Wave and a miss, 93. Cut on through by Noisy. One ball and one strike. Colonels in need of at least one base runner here today. They have two runs on three hits, no errors, and four left on. Beloit, likewise, two runs on three hits, one error, and they have left on two. Couple of hesitations. Now we're ready on the 1-1. Mitzel kicks and goes. Wave and a miss. Noisy way behind 92. Looked like he was timed up for a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Right-hander Mitzel waits his sign from Will Banfield. to when he wants, kicks and fires. Noisy looks at ball two inside. Two balls, two strikes, none down here in the seventh. Mitchell kicks and goes. Noisy swings through a breaking ball down and outside, and the tag applied by Banfield for out number one. Punch out for Tyler Mitchell, and that brings up Will Holland. All the scoring in this game came back in the first. Since then, it's been quiet on both sides. Cedar Rapids pitching staff has been very, very good today. Nine strikeouts for Moody, and then Miguel Rodriguez came in and promptly punched out the side. Holland takes strike one on the inside corner. Will Holland's struggles have continued. Tonight for Cedar Rapids, he's struck out twice. Well, for his last 22 at the plate. Mitchell from the stretch on the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Now 0-2 to Holland. Cutting through that changeup from Mitchell. No balls, two strikes. The right-hander kicks and goes. Down and in on another change piece. One and two. Holland fouls it away. On the slider. One ball, two strikes, high and tight. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Down and away. And another change up there at 82. Three balls, two strikes, one down here in the seventh. Mitchell here at the ready. Right-hander rocks and goes. Down and outside, ball four on another changeup. As Holland taking that changeup down and outside for a free pass. The Colonels with some speed aboard here. See how they play this with one down. Holland is 16 for 20 on stolen bases this year, but he's been thrown out in back-to-back attempts. Right-hander Mitchell at the ready. First pitch chopped foul on the fastball. No balls and a strike here from Mitchell. Will Holland with his lead off of first base. Mitchell from the stretch in the 0-1. Wave and a miss. Taylor quickly down 0-2. Chasing that changeup or that fastball up in the zone. No balls, two strikes. Kenny has gone down on strikes twice tonight. Time called by Taylor prior to this 0-2 offering. Holland at first, Taylor in the box. Kyler Fedko on deck. The 0-2. Taylor strikes out swinging, chasing the high fastball for out number two. That's with his second punch out of the inning. And now Kyler Fedko steps in to face Tyler Mitchell. Here from the stretch, working on Fedko. Quick snap throw to first, and it gets away from Chu. That'll skip down the first baseline. Holland digging around first. Now to second, then to third. Will Holland coasts into third base, standing up on a throwing error by the pitcher, Tyler Mitchell. Trying to be sneaky and check on Holland, but Will Holland raced all the way to third on that play as the ball skipped up the line considerably. ...90 feet away, Will Holland. For Kyler Fedko. It's the possible go-ahead run for the Colonels. A right-hander starting to loosen up in the Beloit pen. Looks like Miguel will get the seventh, no matter what, for Cedar Rapids. First pitch to Fedko, down and outside. A good block by Banfield. Holland moving to third on an Eric Pickoff throw there by Mitzel. The 1-0 from the right-hander, down and outside on the changeup. Two balls, no strikes. Here from the right-hander, Mitzel. Called strike one on the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Mitzel kicks and goes. Called strike two. Knee high on that slider. Two and two. Mitzel kicks and goes. Up high, ball four. I guess, no, now it's three and two. Fedko immediately started trotting down to first. He looks over at the Beloit dugout and kind of says, my bad. That's Kyler Fedko, and in his words, he doesn't think when he's in the batter's box. He just goes up there looking to hit. And it looks like Kyler had the count wrong. He fooled everybody. Count runs full now on Fedko. Here comes the payoff pitch from Mitzel. A weak tapper towards third. Here comes Rosario. He gloves, has got a hurry throw to first in time. Just in time to get Fedko and end the half inning. It's time to stretch here in Beloit. The Skycarp stranding Colonel at third base. We'll be back in just a bit here on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Cedar Rapids and Beloit all tied up at two apiece.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Five, six, and seven for Beloit here in the home half of the seventh inning. It's Beloit and Cedar Rapids are tied at two. The first offering high and tight for ball one. One and oh from Miguel Rodriguez here on Davis Bradshaw. Fouled away. Now one ball and one strike. Old friend of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Christian Encarnacio at Strand, hit a 483-foot home run for Wichita today. One ball, one strike. Bradshaw pops this up down the left field line. It's a long run for Taylor and Gray. Seth tracking, and that's out of play. That weird lawn angling into foul territory. saved that baseball from being caught as the count will go to 1-2. From Miguel Rodriguez here on Davis Bradshaw. Bradshaw, Marinez, and Johnson. For Beloit. Here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Need a new pinch clock to be reset. One ball and two strikes. Rodriguez here from the stretch. Kick and go. Bradshaw fouls it off. Up the first base line, keeping the count here at 1-2. Cedar Rapids and Beloit have been tied at 2 since the bottom half of the first inning. One of these two bullpens is going to have to crack tonight. Made on Fetco to get that foul ball and send it into the stands. One ball and two strikes. Rodriguez working here on Davis Bradshaw. Grounded towards first. Backhanded by Sabato. He'll flip on to Miguel covering in time for out number one. Davis Bradshaw out 3-1 on that ground out to first. One away here in the seventh for Emmanuel Marinez. Cedar Rapids with Bobby Malacky starting to get loose in the pen. You can imagine Miguel would be asked to get the seventh inning and then Malacky the eighth and the ninth. Rodriguez from the stretch here on Emmanuel Marinez. Called strike one at the knees. 95 there for Miguel on the outside corner. Miguel at the ready. Check swing, they appeal down. And no, he did not, says Joe McCarthy. So now 1-1. Rodriguez has been very impressive today. To 97 on the fastball. One ball and one strike. Outside on a slider at 88, now 2-1. Rodriguez at the ready. There's strike two. Two balls, two strikes, Miguel. Here on Marinez. Rodriguez kicks and goes. Just missed, not by much at 96. Off the outside corner, now 3-2 here for Miguel Rodriguez. Osiris Johnson awaits on deck, the payoff pitch from Miguel. Line towards second, and Jake Rucker makes the play, moving towards his right. Make that stab for out number two. Ground out in a line out here to open up the seventh for Rodriguez, and that'll bring up Osiris Johnson. He's 0 for 2 today with a couple of strikeouts. Johnson, the right-handed bat, 0 for 2 with two punchouts in the series, 0 for 8 with 5 Ks. A rude welcoming here to high A. For Osiris Johnson, first pitch cut on through, a slider at 87. Quickly 0-1 here for Miguel Rodriguez. Miguel ready on the 0-1. Wave and a miss at another dirty slider down and away. No balls, two strikes. Rodriguez working here on Osiris Johnson. The 0-2 on the way. Sit down, he gets him. Another slide piece there from Miguel. Three straight whiffs on the slider. Johnson punches out. We move along to the top half of 8. Solari, Sabato, and Gray. Colonels and the Skycarp still tied at 2 apiece.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
Andrew McInvale comes into pitch for the Beloit Skycarp here in the top half of the eighth inning as Alaric Soleri, Aaron Sabato, and Seth Gray will bat here against the right-hander from the Beloit Skycarp bullpen. The right-hander McInvale here from the stretch at the ready, kicks and goes. There's strike one at the knees. No balls, one strike. Here from McInvale. Soleri lifts this into the air out towards right. Bradshaw doesn't know where it is initially. He comes in and makes the catch. Took him a little bit to find it. Makes the play for out number one. Soleri flying out to right. Aaron Sabato, one for three. He's pitched on an error. He's flown out in single. Here today for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. One down here in the top half of the eighth inning. A 2-2 ball game. McInvale kicks and goes. Sabato lays off ball one down and away on a slider. One and oh here from the right-hander. Sabato hammers the ball deep out to left field. Mason Jr. back at the wall. Bombs away. Aaron Sabato puts Cedar Rapids up 3-2. It's a solo home run that gets out of here in a hurry for the big man. Aaron Sabato makes it 3-2. Cedar Rapids with home run number 10 of 2022. That was a shot out to left. 105 off the bat. 405 feet out to left field. Quickly, 3-2, Cedar Rapids on the Botto bomb. And Seth Gray digs in. Here against McInvale. First offering, a check swing and a miss for Seth Gray. They're at a fastball at 94. No balls and a strike. The 0-1 up high now, one ball and one strike. One and one here to Seth Gray. Time calling at home plate. Aaron Sabato with the go-ahead solo home run for Cedar Rapids. His 10th home run of the season. RBI number 38. One ball and one strike. McInvale at the ready here to Seth Gray. Right-hander with a breath, he'll kick and go. Down and inside now, 2-1. Seth Gray drove in the first two runs of the game for Cedar Rapids. Finally, one bullpen breaks. Two balls and a strike. Here from McInvale to Seth Gray. Seth swings through a changeup there at 82. Count runs even here at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Here from McInvale to Seth Gray. Wave and a miss, down goes Seth. Chasing another changeup there at 83. So two down here in the eighth, and that brings up Jake Rucker. Rucker at the ready. To face the right-hander, McInvale. First offering lifted down the right field line out of play. Fastball there at 93 from the right-hander. No balls, one strike, two away here in the eighth. McInvale kicks and goes, just outside now, 1-1. The right-hander at the ready here with two down in the eighth. Rucker fouls off the 1-1 curveball from the right-hander McInvale. One ball, two strikes. Lined foul. Top half of eight here. The Colonels ahead 3-2 on Beloit thanks to an Aaron Sabato solo home run. Rucker swings it out, fouls one off of Banfield. And it'll stay at 1-2, and now the attention on Will Banfield to make sure he's all right. One ball, two strikes. McInvale here on Jake Rucker. Right-hander at the ready here on the 1-2. Wave and a miss. Rucker strikes out, swinging at a fastball down and away, and we move along to the home half of eight. The Colonels with a solo shot from Aaron Sabato, giving them a 3-2 lead. We'll be back in just a bit. Bobby Malacky on for the home half of eight when we return right here to the Colonels Baseball Network.
Living here in the Midwest provides plenty of life lessons, like waiting till the last minute to check on the AC can mean a sticky evening or two, or three. It only had to happen once for me to pick up the phone and call Affordable Heating and Cooling, a premier Lennox dealer. Before you learn the hard way, schedule an air conditioning precision tuning cleaning. Plus, it's nice to know with Affordable, I'm backed by years of experience and 24-hour service and replacement. That's a good lesson to learn. Lennox innovation never felt so good. Installed and serviced by Affordable Heating and Cooling, 362-1124.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As I was number one builder of high-quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now you can build your dream pool right from the Colonels bleachers with our virtual pool wish list builder. Simply visit splashpools.fun to get started, or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pool and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, fans. This is Bobby Malacky, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids will hand the ball off to Bobby Malacky here in the home half of the eighth inning. Cedar Rapids up 3-2 on Beloit. Malacky's first offering bounced up the middle and through for a base hit. Dalvy Rosario on with a leadoff single, turning around that Malacky slider. For a leadoff single here in the eighth inning, a man on for the Beloit Skycraft, a tying run at first for Marcus Chu. Right on, right matchup. First offering called strike one. Like the cutter there from Malacky at 85. Starting off, Marcus Chu at the knees. No balls, one strike with Dalvy Rosario off of first. High and tight on a fastball at 92. Now 1-1. Each signed with four hits tonight. The Colonels ahead 3-2. Sabato putting them ahead with a solo home run in the top half of this eighth inning. Ball two down and away from Malacky. Another little cut piece there at 84. Top of the order behind Nunez. Behind Chu with Nunez in the on-deck circle. 2-1. Oh, runs in and hits Marcus Chu. Fastball at 91, running up and in, and that will put the tying run on second here with none retired. Here in the eighth, a hit, then a hit by pitch. As Nassim Nunez will bat with two men aboard. Nunez today, 1-for-3. Malacky working on Nunez. Some activity out in the Beloit bullpen. Might be Joe's walk. Nunez showing bunt. He'll take strike one at the knees. Yeah, it looks like Joe's walk up in the pen. No balls and a strike here from Bobby Malacky. Right-hander peeks back at second. He's ready. Now he rocks and goes. This ball grounded towards the right side. Rucker on to Will. Relay to first. Double play. Cedar Rapids with a huge double play. Turned behind Bobby Malacky, who claps his hands. A big double play. 4-6-3. Turned by Rucker and Holland up the middle. That is a tough man to double up to in Nassim Nunez. Two away here in the eighth inning. And now Jose Salas will bat with a tying run 90 feet from scoring. Right-hander Malacky kicks and goes. Here's a one-hopper right side, gloved by Sabato. He'll flip onto Malacky, covering for out number three. Somehow the Colonels get out of it. 3-1 on that ground out to finish off the eighth. It's still 3-2 Cedar Rapids. To the ninth we go. Morales, Noisy, and Holland when we come back. It's 3-2 Colonels here on the Colonels Baseball Network.
For all the people who want to make good things happen, for the experts determined to help others, for the ones who want to be a part of something bigger, there's a career for you at Unity Point Health. We're hiring people at every experience level who are motivated to improve lives by providing safe, comfortable care. What does it take to make a difference? It just takes you. Find your opportunity online at joinuph.com. Know how much you matter to this world.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think about calling for a ride. Nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that can happen? You get pulled over. Your insurance goes up. You lose your license. You total your car. kill someone.
Local 125, plumbers and pipefitters of East Central Iowa, professionals at work, the skilled trades of Local 125, plumbing, refrigeration, pipe fitting, welding, and more. While at Veterans Memorial Stadium, make sure to check out the Plumbers and Pipefitters Pavilion, a standard for excellence. Find a qualified contractor at www.local125prosatwork.com. Local 125, plumbers and pipefitters of East Central Iowa.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Hola fanáticos, soy Jefferson y están escuchando Kernels Baseball Network.
Jefferson Morales will lead things off against the left-hander Chandler Joswalk here in the top half of the ninth. First offering waved on through there by Morales, chasing a fastball at 89. Joswalk 4-0 with a 1.29 ERA. 14 appearances out of the Beloit bullpen. And J-Mo laces a ball down the left field line down for a base hit. This will roll into the corner. Morales digging hard for second, and he's in standing up with a leadoff double. Jefferson Morales is on here for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, ripping that fastball down the left field line. For J-Mo, that's his seventh double of the year. And a man is on for Dylan Noisy. Noisy 0 for 3 today, a couple of flyouts and a strikeout. Colonels with some activity down in their bullpen. No one throwing just yet. Just a right-hander starting to move a bit. First offering from Joswalk, called strike one. Fastball on the outer half there from the lefty. Orlando Rodriguez just moving around down on the bullpen mound. Slider downstairs, one ball and one strike. Joswalk trying to keep Morales on second after a leadoff double. He's got some work to do, though. Noisy here in the batter's box. 1-1 high and outside on a breaking ball. Now two balls and a strike. From the left-hander, Joswalk. The 2-1 on the way here from the lefty. Wave and a miss. Noisy behind that fastball. This is a part of the order that today has really struggled for Cedar Rapids. Noisy, Holland, and Taylor are a combined 0-for-8 with 6 strikeouts and 1 walk today. 2-2. Called strike 3. Noisy takes a fastball on the inside corner. There's a first down here in the ninth inning, bringing Will Holland to the plate. And if there's anyone in this Colonel's order that is due, it is Will Holland. Holland today 0-for-2. He's 0-for his last 22 at the plate for Cedar Rapids. Joswalk ready here on Holland. There goes Morales for third. The throw to third, not in time. Jefferson Morales steals third base. And that puts the big insurance run just 90 feet away. Oh, and won the count here on Holland. Morales on third, a ball, one down and inside. Christian Encarnacion Strand has homered a second time for Wichita. One-one, chop left side. Here comes J-Mo, backhanded, stopped by Nunez. He'll go to first as Morales will score. Holland is out, but he brings home a big insurance run. It is now 4-2 Cedar Rapids on that ground out off the bat of Will Holland. He didn't hit it overly hard there to short, but he hit it at just the right spot to where Nunez could not have a chance to come home. 4-2. Cedar Rapids on top. Two down. Kenny Taylor swings at the first pitch, flies it to left. Mesa in, and he'll make the catch for out number three. The Colonels add some big insurance. We'll be back in just a bit here in the home half of nine. Mesa Jr., Banfield, and Bradshaw. 3, 4, and 5 due up for Beloit as Bobby Malacky races back out there, ready to put the finishing touches on this ball game.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Parents, we all know your kids love our shaved ice stand where they can get their favorite flavor, cherry, grape, or even rainbow. New this year, as a reward to you for waiting in line with them, we will also be selling adult frozen beverages at the shaved ice stand. We've got four amazing flavors, sangria, Moscow Mule, Blue Hawaii, and a delicious frozen Arnold Palmer. The Colonel's Shaved Ice Stand, featuring flavors for the whole family. Don't miss the Colonel's postgame show, airing fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network. Catch up on all the action from each night's game and hear from your favorite coaches and players with instant thoughts and analysis. It's the Colonel's postgame show, fresh off the husk after every game on the Colonel's Baseball Network.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Hi fans, this is Bobby Malacky, and you're listening to Colonels Baseball Network.
Bobby Malacky back out there for the Cedar Rapids Colonels to work here on Victor Mesa Jr., Will Banfield, and Davis Bradshaw. It's 4-2 Cedar Rapids. Colonels adding some insurance in the ninth. Jefferson Morales with a double, stealing third, and scoring on a Will Holland groundout. First offering is a called strike one on the inside corner. There to Victor Mesa Jr. Bobby Malacky starting him off with 94 in her half. The 0-1 on the way from the right-hander. Tapped up the first base line. Here's Sabato. He'll glove. Flip onto Bobby, who gets to the bag in time for out number one. 3-1 on that ground out off the bat of Victor Mesa Jr. The first out of the inning is recorded, and that will bring up Will Banfield. Banfield 0-for-3 with two strikeouts and a ground out. Bobby Malacky is looking to earn his second save of the season for Cedar Rapids. Malacky kicks and goes. His first offering fouled back, 0-1. Should the Colonels seal this one, they'd win their fifth straight game. It'd also be their seventh win in their last eight. 0-1 here from Bobby. Lined towards second. Knocked into the air by Rucker. He barehands and throws. Oh my, Jake Rucker. What a play by the Colonels' Keystone defender. Jake Rucker knocking down the line drive. It kicked off the ground up into the air. He barehanded it and fired to first. In time for out number two. What a play there by Jake Rucker to put the Beloit Skycarp down to their final out. Davis Bradshaw with a chance here against Bobby Malacky. First offering to Bradshaw, fouled away now, 0-1. Colonels trying to make it seven wins in their last eight games and match their season high five game winning streak. The 0-1. High and outside, one ball and one strike. Fitting that Davis Bradshaw stands in the way right here for Cedar Rapids. He has enjoyed a tremendous series. One ball and a strike. Lifted into left center field. Jefferson over. Pardon, that's Taylor over. He'll get underneath and make the catch. Ball game. Cedar Rapids finishes off the Beloit Skycarp. 4-2 is your final. Here in Beloit. For Cedar Rapids, it's five straight wins. They've won seven of their last eight. And here in the series, the bullpen extends their scoreless inning streak to 18 consecutive scoreless innings against the Beloit Skycarp. For the Colonels, 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. Beloit, 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and they leave on 3. We'll be back in just a bit with your Cedar Rapids Colonels postgame report. Cedar Rapids back to their best mark of the season, tying their best mark of 2022 at 21 games over 500 at 53-32. We'll be back in just a bit with your Colonels postgame report.
Did you know office printers can be a security risk? When was the last time your printers were upgraded? For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology and helped companies across the Midwest manage, maintain, and secure it all. GFC is the largest Canon dealer in the U.S., and our technology experts can make sure your office technology is secure and up to date. We can help you save money, reduce waste, and improve productivity. Find out some of the ways the Gordon Flesh Company's team of experts can help you at gflesh.com.
Meet Jim. When it's nice out, he spends weekends in his yard trying to kill weeds.
Gotcha.
Meet Dave. He spends weekends on the green. That's because Greg's Lawn Service takes care of his lawn. Mowing, fertilizing, pruning, and, yep, weed control. Greg's does the big jobs, too. Landscaping, retaining walls, curb edging, and patios. So when you've had enough of those little devils...
Aha! Uh-huh. Yes!
Call 393-0101. Greg's Lawn Service, a cut above the rest.
It's time for the Colonels postgame show, right here on the Colonels Baseball Network. Here's your host, Thomas Breach.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels come out with yet another win here tonight in Beloit. They have earned a series win with their 4th win of the set, and Cedar Rapids likewise extending their winning streak to 5 straight games. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have now won 7 of their last 8 with this 4-2 win here tonight. 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and 5 left on for Cedar Rapids. Beloit, 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and they left on 3. Earning the win tonight for Cedar Rapids is Miguel Rodriguez, as Bobby Malacky will pick up his 2nd save of 2022. What a fun night tonight for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They got the scoring started back in the 1st as Seth Gray laced a 2-run double off the left field wall, making it 2-0 early in favor of Cedar Rapids. Beloit would get 2 runs right back in the home half of the 1st, but then the right-hander Sean Moody really settled in. 5 innings of 9-strikeout baseball today for Sean. 3 hits, no walks. He allowed just 2 runs. Over his 5 innings of work, striking out 9 batters in a no decision. Miguel Rodriguez took over and threw 2 scoreless innings, struck out the side in the 6th, then added another strikeout, 4 punchouts through 2 innings of 3-up, 3-down baseball for Miguel. Bobby Malacky took the ball in the home half of the 8th inning. That was right after Aaron Sabato put Cedar Rapids up 3-2 with a solo shot, a bullet out to left center field, making it 3-2 Colonels. Malacky took the ball, worked out of a rocky 8th. He allowed the 1st 2 runners to reach. Ground ball double play, ground out to 1st on back-to-back pitches. He sent the Colonels to the 9th, where Jefferson Morales doubled, later scoring on a ground out off the bat of Will Holland. That made it 4-2. Malacky with a 1-2-3 ninth to finish out this ball game. For the 15th consecutive season, CarePro Health Services is the proud sponsor of the CarePro Plating for Plates promotion. This promotion provides Horizons Meals on Wheels with $5 for every run the Colonels plate, both home and away throughout the season. This $5 provides Horizons Meals on Wheels recipients with a plate of hot, nutritious food. So far this season, the Colonels have plated 458 runs. That means CarePro Health Services has donated 458 plates of hot, nutritious food to Meals on Wheels recipients. The Colonels and Horizons Meals on Wheels thank CarePro Health Services for making a huge difference in the lives of our homebound citizens with their 2022 Plating for Plates campaign. Cedar Rapids today led at the plate by Aaron Sabato, who goes 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. That big go-ahead solo home run for Sabato in the 8th, really giving Cedar Rapids the lead in this one and helping them finish out this win. Seth Gray, 1-for-3 with a 2-run double. He also drew a walk. Jefferson Morales, 1-for-4, a double, and a run scored. And Alaric Soleri, And the other Colonels hit going 1-for-4 with a run scored here tonight. Cedar Rapids with the win 4-2 over the Beloit Skycarp. We'll be back at it tomorrow night as the Colonels go for their sixth straight win. And they'll take on the Skycarp at 6:35 p.m. Aaron Rozak getting the ball against the right-hander Evan Fitterer. Should be a good matchup tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. first pitch here in Beloit. It'll be a 6:20 Colonels leadoff show. Cedar Rapids with this 4-2 win here tonight improves to 53-32. They've now matched their best mark of 2022 at 21 games over 500. Beloit falls to 39-45. Cedar Rapids here in the second half now 10-9. Beloit 8-11. For the Cedar Rapids Colonels in this 4-2 win, the winning pitcher is Miguel Rodriguez. Taking the loss for Beloit, Andrew McInvale. Bobby Malacky earns the save, his second of 2022. For one final time, Cedar Rapids, 4 runs on 5 hits, no errors, and they leave on 5. Beloit, 2 runs on 4 hits, 2 errors, and they have left on 3. Cedar Rapids Colonels bullpen extends their scoreless inning streak to an incredible 18 straight scoreless innings here against the Beloit Skycarp. We'll be back at it tomorrow night, 6:35 p.m. first pitch, 6:20 Colonels leadoff show. And from ABC Supply Stadium, Cedar Rapids wins it here tonight 4-2. This is your voice of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, Thomas Breach, signing off. Have a great night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow night.